Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are at gabradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
As Booker T and the MGs bring us back, Time is Tight, name of that song. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III. Walter is the author of The Lords of Strategy, and it's an outstanding book on strategy. I encourage you. It will help you. The history, the advice, the perspectives that he provides in the book is really important. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Walter's helping us, folks, contemplate pre-storm, post-storm situations. I shouldn't say storm. I really should say emergency, because you know we got tornadoes across Middle America. We got floods down the Mississippi, up and down the Mississippi. We got storms in the west coming ashore, straight line winds and floods in the northwest. A lot of that up there. We got snowstorms. We got a lot of stuff going on. Fires. I was in Montana not too long ago. They got lots of fires up there.
I've got a couple of friends who live in Idaho, and they've had to evacuate their house twice in the last 5 years.
So wildfires. As I've been saying now for 20 years, Walter, on my show, if you're a small business owner and you stay in business for very long, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And that even includes things like being hacked. It includes things like a hard drive crash.
Right.
There are 1,000 things that can happen. And the people who survive are the ones who aren't naive about how bad things can happen, and they're prepared for it, aren't they?
They are, and they're also the ones who, I think, in the wake of a disaster, whether it's a hard drive crash or a natural disaster, I think one of the other important things to do is to get all the help that you can, all the advice that you can,
right,
including from some unexpected sources, maybe people that you haven't talked to before. But, I mean, and there are a lot of sources that, particularly in disaster areas, suddenly become available. And it is not a time to be too proud to go out and see, talk to everybody you know something about insurance.
I'll tell you one thing. That's a really important point. I'll tell you one thing. If there's nothing else, and I can't imagine that I'm still saying this after all these years, but folks, if you don't know what your P&C insurance offers, then it's not just about fires and floods. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that you could think you're covered for that you might not be covered for. I mean, you need to read the fine print.
Absolutely.
I heard somebody the other day said that there's a policy out there where it says it covers if you're hit by a named storm.
But
not if it's not a named storm.
If it doesn't qualify as a named
storm.
Yeah,
talk about fine print.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
Well, right. Even for those of us who are not living in or fortunate enough not to be living on the Texas or Louisiana coast now, or the Florida coast, this is a prompt to go back to your file to work, get out your policies, read
get
them
your
over.
Agent over and say, sit down right there and tell me what I've got covered. And if you were in this business, tell me what kind of coverage I need to have to cover these expectations.
Yes, and how's that maybe have changed?
Especially business recovery insurance,
where
you're expecting them to give you a check. That happened to me one time. I thought back years ago, many years ago, I thought I had some business recovery insurance, and I did. I was paying for it, but it was more vertical than I thought. It was more narrow than I thought.
Oh,
and so it
yeah.
didn't cover my deal, and I was big disappointed.
Yep, no. Well, that, again, both the point that you've been making for a long time, that you really need to know.
I learned my lesson.
And before the fact.
Right.
And sort of the last point that it occurred to me to be thinking about for post-disaster strategy is, a couple of things. Beware making promises. You don't want to, sometimes, again, because you're so anxious about, People make promises to their employees or their customers and say, we're going to be right back in business here in 3 weeks, so on the same amount of stuff, and well, it'll be just the same, and then you find out you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell people about what you do have planned and the efforts that you're going to make and everything, but you're not...
best efforts.
You don't want to say, we're going to be opening up again on September 15th and everything's going to be the way it was. And then finally, I mean, in the wake of a disaster, it's a pretty good time to be thinking about some fundamental questions like, do we want to rebuild the same way that we were before? Do we want to renew, do things something differently? Maybe do we want to relocate? Mm-hmm. Have you been in an area that's been flooded three times in the last 5 years?
Sometimes the world kicks you in the... in the backside, and makes you do things you wouldn't have done otherwise.
That's right. Or it just sends you signals that maybe it's time to end.
Rethink everything. Yeah, probably some early retirements too down there in the Texas area. Hey, Walter, great job today. Thank you for these great ideas and great perspectives.
It's a pleasure to talk with you, Jim. And as I said, our hearts go out to all the folks down there. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.